Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Doug Barry is here. Doug's an old friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, 16-year member of our Brain Trust. We've got a special day today with him. We'll talk about it in a little bit. He's the Director of Communications and Publications at the U.S.-China Business Council. We first knew him when he was with the Department of Commerce. He was in charge of their communication and their partnerships over there at the Department of Commerce, their publications, including their exporting magazine, which he made into an outstanding document that people, that small business owners have used like a Bible to export with and still are because of Doug. And he's a great leader. And now he's back to working around the world more like he did many years ago in other jobs. But the main thing is, He's a great American, and he's our good friend. Doug, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim, and good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you back, Doug. We've missed you, so you can't go this long without coming back on the show. That's not going to work for us.
I'm glad to be back. And
congratulations on the new gig.
Well, thanks. It's an exciting part of the U.S.-China economic relationship. It's important and pivotal now. It's very much in the news, and an opportunity to have a ringside seat to try to improve this relationship, which has been a bit rocky, to say the least, the last couple of years. It was a professional challenge I couldn't resist.
Well, now I know about AmChams. I know about American Chambers around the world. Is the U.S.-China Business Council, is that like an AmCham, or is it a different kind of animal? Tell us about it. How does it function? What does it work? What are its goals and objectives?
Yes, it's a business association. It's been around for 45 years, which is longer than it's almost the entire stretch of the relationship
since Nixon.
President Nixon touched down in Beijing almost 47 years ago this week. And so it's longstanding. It has about 215 members. Most of them are companies you would recognize. They're U.S. Fortune 500, but there are also some medium-sized and smaller companies as well. Mm-hmm. And our job is to advocate for them in China and help them. And we have two offices in China, one in Shanghai and one in Beijing. And their responsibility is to monitor laws and regulations, interact with government officials who are key to the implementation of these laws and regulations that are coming out. And if one of the companies has a problem with the way in which these laws are being applied, then they come to us and we go to work for them. And mm-hmm. we have a pretty good track record.
Well, I want to talk to you more about that and what you guys are doing and what you're doing now regarding, with regard to all the negotiations that are going on, how you're involved in that. But first, I want to talk about something. I love history. I love looking back at how things happened that seemed to be news in those days and became history. And when one of the things that President Nixon is always going to be lauded for, after everybody gets through looking at all the things that he did wrong, they'll always give him credit for opening up China, won't they?
They will.
Tell us about that.
Yes, they will. And it's, well, he, back 47 years ago, we had problems with Russia. We had problems in Vietnam. And China was in a position to help us with both of those difficulties. And so President Nixon sent his Secretary of State, or his National Security Advisor at the time, Henry Kissinger, on a
Isn't it important to discuss, though, to state the closed nature of China up to that point? It was still a lot of it was shrouded in mystery. It was still not really. It had a very small economy, right? I mean, it really was cloistered, wasn't it?
It's true, and it had a fraught history with them. They were involved in the Korean War, of course, and that was a very serious conflict. Many Americans, many Chinese soldiers died, and so there were a nuclear power on top of it all.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really important to figure out how to bring them into the real world, open them up, and the belief was that once opened, they would become, a contributor to the world economy, as they
mm-hmm.
have done.
Mm-hmm. So that was a really important thing to, what is it, someone once said, hold your friends near and hold your enemies nearer, closer, hold your friends closer and hold your enemies closer. And, you know, that's I think that's important. So good for Nixon for doing that and his team. So go ahead, finish your thoughts on that transition.
Well, yeah, so the thought was there has been no war in these last 47 years between the United States and China. And even though with, you know, the cybersecurity issues and South China Sea confrontations and confrontations over trade, there's been no war. And instead, you know, we're talking here this week in Washington with a large delegation of Chinese officials trying to hammer out a trade agreement that will take these punitive tariffs off of their goods, and the Chinese will hopefully agree to take the punitive tariffs in response off of U.S. goods.
And start behaving in a little more honest way in the way that they trade with us, including the way that they treat our intellectual property. We have some asks of them, too.
That's right. We have big asks. That have been, you know, festered for many years, but not addressed in the way that they're being addressed now.
Right.
And the word out of these negotiations seems to be that they're working towards a comprehensive agreement in these six areas that have to do with the further opening of the Chinese market to U.S. goods and services, the addressing the intellectual property and intellectual property theft.
Right.
Which has been a major problem for many years and in other areas as well.
I need your website, Doug.
Yes, it is uschina.org.
Uschina.org. So check that out, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about what his organization is doing about the current trade negotiations. 20 after. And we got a big announcement, too, after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.